This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an instructive and empowering teaching titled How to Have a Successful Fast. Today he speaks about your motives and how they determine whether or not God will attend to your prayer and fasting. Let's join in.
Number three. Key number three. Your motive. That's only your motive. Your motive is the reason you are doing what you are doing. What's your motive? You know, sometimes somebody can even give you money, but you know that the person's motives are not correct. You know what? The person has a good gesture, but you know that this person's motive. There are some men, they will be buying gifts for you, giving you money, blah, blah. But you know in your heart that their motive is they want to sleep with you and run away. So the gifts are there, but you know that this one is not correct. And there are some women too who claim they love you, but they are using you to finish their school. And their motive is not correct. You are just their father, paying school fees, transportation, blah, blah, blah. But in their heart of hearts, they know that after they are running away, their motive is not correct. Jesus said in Matthew 6:16, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. They disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. So their motive is not the glory of God. Their motive is to impress other people. That's their motive. So Jesus said, when your motive or aim is wrong, it doesn't matter the length of the fast. Nothing will happen. I remember once a woman came to see me. She told me she was fasting and praying, and she had an angel visited her. And I said, what did the angel say? He said, the angel says that I should marry my pastor. Then I said, is your pastor married? She said, yes, my pastor is already married. So I said, so how do you marry somebody who is already married? Then she said to me, the angel said that in heaven, in the books of marriage, it is my name that is there. But on earth, it is my pastor's wife's name. So there is confusion. So the woman said there's confusion over the identity as to who is the real husband. And this woman was fasting and praying for 3 weeks. This is not a fairy tale. I'm telling you a true story. Then I said to her, you have omitted one principle. I said, this fast, God will never listen to this prayer. She said, why? Then I said, even assuming the pastor wants to marry you, Jesus said, in heaven, there is no marriage. So there's no book like that in heaven. In heaven, God has married all of us. But the first time he tried to give Adam a wife, look at where we are. So he said, next time, Adam, you marry. I will marry everybody. Then the matter is finished. Matter is finished. No problems anymore. Now, when it comes to motive, the motive of a Christian, when it comes to anything that you do, you see, anything that you do is just an example. You give an offering, you marry, you travel, you fast, you pray, whatever you do, the motive remains almost the same. And the motive is the glory of God. The principle is the glory of God should be your motive. But the examples can vary. Are you understanding me? But the motive, it does not change. It is always the glory of God. Now, when I say glory of God, I say your motive should be the glory of God. What does it mean? Are you understanding me? I say it should be your motive. So I'll give you a few examples of the glory of God. What it means, then you will know what your motive should be. Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So in this verse, Jesus himself talks about what is the glory of God. And he says in this context, the glory of God means good works. Tell somebody good works. Tell somebody the glory of God is good works. Jesus said, when we say the glory of God, we are talking about good works. First he said light. Then he goes to explain what he means by light. Then he said that light that people see, he said, people should see your good works. And when they see it, they will glorify God who is in heaven. They will thank God for your life. I have a friend in Germany, and sometimes he and his wife, they will call me. Even recently, they called me over the Christmas. And then when I speak to the wife, she will say, Pastor, I want to glorify God. I want to thank him. And I'll say, for what? He said, for my husband. He said, a wonderful husband, a good husband. I don't deserve such a husband. My husband treats me well. He's so nice. I want to thank God. Then I realized that what it means is that at home, I don't know what this man has been doing, but every time I call the wife, the praise and worship is wow. But I realized that this man must be doing some good works in the house. I mean, anytime I talk with this woman, it starts with the praise and worship about the husband. Stand up. In fact, I have never seen a woman like that before. It starts with praise and worship before we go to other things. Are the women here? Push them, say, please sit up. My wife, are you hearing? Sit up. Praise and worship. So good works. In other words, when we have good works, do you understand me? People think about God. And after they think about him, they open their mouths and they praise him. Like you give a beggar money. As long as you give him the money, he said, oh, may God bless you. God comes to his mind. Then he begins to praise God. Because of the good work that you have done by giving him 10 cedis. It brings glory to God. It brings God to mind and it causes praise to go to God. Good works. The Bible is a very practical book. You know, in the book of Timothy, Paul spoke about widows and he made some comments about them. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 10, look at what he said about the widows. So widows who should be supported. Well reported for good works. It said there should be people that, it's not that you are saying it. Other people around are saying it. I pray that your husband will give a report for your good works. I pray that your wife will give a report of your good works. I pray that your children will look at you and say, oh, as for my father, he's a good man. May God bless him. Such a blessing to us. That is good that you are glorifying God. Well reported for good works. And it's amazing what the good works are. Nothing spiritual in this example. Everything is practical. They have brought up children. It's talking about women now. Brought up children. Christianity is not a series of teachings for you to hear in your mind or to learn in your mind. After you have learned it, it must be manifested at home, in your life, everywhere. So here God is saying, I'm not looking at even whether you went to church or not, but did it really have an impact on the children I gave to you? Brother man. Because there are irresponsible mothers. Irresponsible. This brought them up. It means they have been provided for. They dress well. There is food. There is everything. Everything is organized in the house. That's good works. It's amazing what the Holy Ghost records at good works. This one is domestic responsibilities. Good works. You come to the church, you come and sing like an angel. But when you go home, you are like a witch. It's a bad thing.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when we fast and pray, the underlying principle is that our motive must be to glorify God. Please join us tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Dear Pastor, you visited Zimbabwe, and through your ministry, God transformed my life completely. I was working in the university in Bindura, and when you came there, whilst you were preaching, the Spirit of God moved you from the stage, and you came down from the stage straight into the crowd. I was in the middle of the church, and you came and laid hands on me. I found it rather unusual, but I thank God that He moved you that way. I had been praying for a transformation in my life, and I had no idea how God was going to do it, because I needed to have a better house, a job, and generally to cope with the hardships in Zimbabwe. After that laying on of hands, I got a telephone call. May you have a telephone call. You know, some telephone calls, when you have them, is trouble. Some, too, when you have them, is just blessings. I cancel any telephone call that brings trouble. You will say amen. He said, I got a telephone call, and I was offered a job in Switzerland. I gladly took it. I didn't understand how big God's package was going to be until He rolled it out. I was given a double-story house with a ridiculously low rent. I was given a brand new car. I was also given a fully sponsored PhD. Ever since then, my academic engagements have been taking me all over the world. May you go all over the world. May the God you pray to bless you in your closet 1,000 times over. God bless you. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. You know, this is a financial transformation by the laying on of hands. One laying on of hands, and the whole issue was settled. The man's life changed.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpower app. On the go with a word.
Values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony, and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.